Christmas Eve with Monitor, the perfect Halloween companion at home or while traveling. I'm Brad Crandall. Ho, ho, ho. Later this half hour, we'll be talking with NBC correspondent Alvin Rosenfeld, who'll tell us what it's like to spend Christmas Eve in Jerusalem. In 2 minutes, Joe Gargiola and some really sporty Christmas poetry. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. Since this is Christmas Eve, the thoughts of athletes young and old and their coaches turn to Christmas wishes. With apologies to Clement Moore, our own Joe Garagiola turns those wishes into poetry?
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Up at the North Pole, Santa checked his reports and turned to a page where the heading was sports. He looked at the list and studied with care the names of the players and the fans printed there. Duffy Doherty, the round man from Michigan State, again wants a team that the experts call great. Most college coaches want first place in the poll, and the pros want their gravy from a big Super Bowl. But the 10-year-old boy on his pillow will lay and dream of the day when he'll get to play. He's written to Santa, mailed it well in advance. He's asked for a lot of things, especially a chance to be another Unitas, maybe Gordie Howe, in the far distant future, like 10 years from now. He can see it all clearly in those World Series days when the experts will say he's the greatest since Mays. At college, Jim Ryan's records he'll break, and he'll also get 90s, just for Mom and Dad's sake. As Santa is filling his sack high with toys, he'll also be packing some dreams for some boys. Filling the stockings of fans can be tough. They all want to get winners, but there just aren't enough. But there's no shortage of one thing that Santa sends on this Christmas Eve to the fans and their friends. That's holiday happiness. And now, you see, it's my chance to join in and send some from me. To Bobby Hall, who can fire the puck, warm Christmas greetings and also good luck. To Gabriel, Namath, Dawson, and Starr, ends who catch passes, then run very far. To Cepeda and Gibson, their idea of heaven, that's another year just like 67. For Billie Jean King and Arthur Ashe, either a Davis Cup or a bundle of cash. Chamberlain, Russell, Baylor, and West are the guys you want to wish all the best. Little jockeys get a big wish, of course, for a game and healthy and hard-running horse. To all the officials, the refs, and the umps, smooth sailing ball games with very few bumps. The fighters, the wrestlers, and the guys who can bowl. Hockey's man in the mask, the one who tends goal. Owners and managers and coaches and all, I wish good bounces by their favorite ball. And to John Q. Fan and his long-suffering spouse goes the wish that Santa will stop at your house. And those little heads where the sugar plums dance, if they don't wear a crown, they'll at least get a chance. Whether the toast is champagne or plain Coca-Cola, Merry Christmas from me. I'm Joe Garagiola.
Oh, thank you, Joe. And I wish us right back at you for a very Merry Christmas. Joe Garagiola every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. By the way, for a copy of Joe's special, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas poem, we just love to give away, you drop a card to NBC Monitor, New York, New York.
To the floor, lock your car, and sleep with your mink coat on. Fitzwillie is here. The Marish Corporation presents Dick Van Dyke as Fitzwillie. Fitzwillie is a thief,
a robber,
a burglar.
But who's perfect? Dick Van Dyke, Barbara Phelps, John McIver, and Edith Evans.
In color.
In Fitzwillie. From United Artists, the Transamerica Company. The holiday fun is now playing on United Artists' premiere showcase. Check newspapers for theaters.
Let me add my 2 cents worth to the torrents of salutations you've been receiving. All set? Seatbelt fastened? Well, here goes. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's 18 minutes after the hour. This is Christmas Eve Monitor. Happy to fill your evening with the sound and the spirit of the season.
To serve.
Survey of holiday activities in other lands. For a glimpse of Christmas Eve in the Holy Land, we talk directly now with NBC correspondent Alvin Rosenfeld in Jerusalem. Hello, Al.
Good evening or good night. I don't know what it is. It's 2:30 in the morning here.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Brad.
Al, what's the Christmas observance in Bethlehem been like? Have you been able to look at it?
Oh, yes. I was there from 8 o'clock this morning until just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was, in one respect, the same as it's always been. The traditional ceremonies were carried out as they have always been. The Latin patriarch arrived with due ceremony at the manger square, proceeded with a colorful procession into the Church of the Nativity, and then that was this afternoon, and then tonight there was the traditional Christmas Mass, the little church of St. Catherine's, a Catholic church adjoining the Grotto of the Nativity, was crowded with people. And so in one sense, it was all very normal. And in other senses, there were some differences. One was the fact that the patriarch himself traveled not on the road which the Jordanians had to build after Palestine was divided by war in 1948, a very winding detour, but the old traditional pilgrims road, which was reopened by the Israeli victory in the Six-Day War. There were some people, some Arabs on the conquered West Bank who didn't like that very much, who thought that was kind of a tacit recognition of Israel's occupation. There were very few Christian Arabs who came to Bethlehem this year. No one quite knows the reason. For one thing, it was a cold, gray day. For another thing, Radio Amman and other Arab radio stations have been urging the Christian Arabs of Israel and of the occupied West Bank to boycott the festivities. And then there's another rather human factor. In the pre-war days, the pre-1967 war days, every Christmas, Christian Arabs from Israel went across the Mandelbaum Gate and divided Jerusalem to Bethlehem on pilgrimage. But they went also because they wanted to see their families, as anybody likes to do at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And relatives gathered from other Arab states, from Kuwait, from Beirut, from Amman, from Cairo. Well, this year, those people could not or would not come from Beirut and Amman and the other Arab capitals. And the Christian Arabs of Israel, well, they can visit their relatives on the conquered West Bank and in the Gaza Strip whenever they want to nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for that complex of reasons, the Christian Arabs really didn't show up. Bethlehem, therefore, suffered economically to a certain extent. You had some thousands of foreign visitors, some few Christian Arabs and other visitors, but the throng that Bethlehem hopes for and expects, both for business reasons and because Bethlehem does take its role as a holy place seriously, that throng simply didn't come.
Al, thank you very much, and once again, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Brad.
Good night. Christmas Ring Around the World, another of our special reports this weekend on current holiday activities throughout the world. Miss Julie Andrews, adding to our Christmas Eve mood. Oh, by the way, about that Christmas Eve mood, don't let it be spoiled by assembling certain surprises for tomorrow morning. Parents, you know what I'm talking about. Just read the directions carefully, place metal lug A in the slot B, and proceed with a steady eye, nerves of steel, the tranquil mood of a thoroughly confident adult, and make a mess of the whole thing. Sound faintly familiar, the thing about Rudolph the something or other. That was Al Hertz Group, anyhow. Monitor and enjoy the weekend listening wherever you are in the USA. Folks in and around Martinsville, Virginia, for example, keep Christmas Eve company with us through WMVA. Right now, all stations will identify themselves, please, fellas, after which our jolly old monitor will continue. This is Brad Crandall. This is NBC, the night before.